Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm Scott Taylor and we're now just hours away from the start of England's White Ball Tour of South Africa. Over the course of the next 2 weeks, we'll bring you every single ball of the free T20s and free one-day internationals exclusively live on TalkSport 2. Well, over the course of this show, though, we'll hear from both captains, as well as bringing you an exclusive interview with a former England captain and a legendary South African all-rounder as we build up to the opening game in Cape Town. So much to cram into this show. You're listening to Following On. Well, welcome to the show, and the good news heading into the first T20 at Newlands is that Cricket South Africa confirming there's been no positive tests in their latest round of coronavirus testing. Of course, the South Africans being rocked with two tests in the camp ahead of the series. Whilst on the England side, Owen Morgan will have a full-strength side to choose from for the first time in what's probably been a few years. I mentioned Owen Morgan there. Let's hear from the England captain now. He's been speaking to our man on the ground in South Africa, Neil Manthorpe.
From the outside, it looked like preparations couldn't have gone any better. And just two really intense contests and everyone's fit and well, and preparation's never gone so well.
No, I think they've been really good. It's great to have the group back together after a challenging but exciting summer. It's great to be back playing cricket. We all feel very fortunate given the circumstances around the world to be in the position that we are, and being back in South Africa is awesome. It's a magnificent place to tour. Obviously, again, circumstances are different, but our guys are really excited to get things underway tomorrow.
You're going to have to ask to play 15 aside just to include all of your automatic choices, aren't you?
Well, selection certainly is a nice challenge. We have a full-strength side, which is rare in a T20 squad, given the over the course of the summer, there's been so much cricket, but also challenges with biosecure bubbles and transferring them from one over to the other. And it's a great challenge to have. I can't tell it stress to you how fortunate we are in having the players that we do here to play this T20 series and then move on to the one-day series. The talent that we have in the change room is awesome. Yes, it does create a little bit more emphasis on trying to get results, but we're building towards a T20 World Cup next year and trying to get guys in the right roles and using the right formula as a team is very important in contributing to that, you know, India World Cup.
The journey that England's white ball teams have been on over the last 5 years, you're now at the forefront of the world game. How do you stay there?
I think continuing to challenge everything that we're doing moving forward. I think being open-minded and focusing on the growth of the side and not just standing still is very important for us. Over the course of the four-year cycle in the lead into 2019 with our 50-over side, there was a constant emphasis on not standing still and looking behind us. Everything was about driving things forward and focusing on our own game. And I think given the position that we're in T20 cricket, where we're number two in the world and we're not trailblazing anything, we're still playing a little bit of catch-up with India and Australia, over a long period of time. And I think looking ahead to the World Cup in India, where we're going to be playing away from home, India are going to be favourites going into that, presents different challenges and challenges that we're going to meet head on and you know, try and be best placed going into that by having that mindset.
It's one thing having 13 or 14 players or 15 players challenging for an 11, but having over 20, I mean, you hope that that translates into intensity and competition for places, but is there a danger that some might get a bit despondent?
I think depending on how long the tour is and how long people spend in the bubble, that certainly can happen. I think over the course of the summer we experienced that and given opportunities for guys to get out of the bubble and go home and see families and then come back re-energised is something that we looked at. Certainly a couple of guys did that over the course of the summer, Joss Butler, Joe Denley. Guys felt as if they needed time to sort of re-energise and revitalise as, you know, it's, although we're living our dream and playing international cricket, it poses different challenges off the field. So that's certainly things that we've looked at. And I think into the new year, with the schedule that we have, I mean, once we start playing again, there's no break, I think, for about 16 months. So we'll see guys transitioning across different formats, jumping in and out of sides, and not necessarily based on performance or selection. It's just guys need a break at different stages.
And final question is about the South Africans. As well as your preparation has gone, theirs has been catastrophic with a couple of positive tests and then it rained on the one day that they were going to practice in Paul. Are you concerned about that at all, or just concerned about your own team?
No, I'm not concerned about that at all. They're a fantastic side, and you know, we don't have to look too far you know, behind where we've played them recently. They were outstanding in the way they played in the one-dayers and the T20s, and it was nail-biting throughout our whole tour the last time we were here. So we're very excited. I'm sure they'll pull up and you know, when it comes to actual game time, they'll be switched on, as they've had quite a few guys playing in the IPL recently. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, Aaron Morgan in conversation with Neil Manthorpe there. He then went on to speak to the press, and as we know in these COVID times, these interviews are done over Zoom. And he had some interesting comments to say on Jofra Archer and his workload ahead of two T20 World Cups in 2 years.
I mean, he's one of the best in the world. He's just coming back off the MVP in the IPL. So he's incredible to have around. I don't think we'll have him that often in between now and the World Cup. I think certainly one of the series that are going to be more relevant to have as close to full strength as possible is going to be India, if it is in India. Obviously trying to replicate the World Cup, but the challenge of him trying to commit to all, even if you said play all of the tests and all of the T20s, I think that's too much of a challenge for guys playing all three formats at the moment, given that we don't know circumstances around getting in and out of bubbles or getting home or getting family on tour with you. It just creates a different challenge. So one of our challenges is just trying to get him into a headspace where he's enjoying his cricket while he's with us, and trying to make the most of the opportunity while he's with us.
So Morgan there saying Jofra Archer may not play many T20s for England between now and the start of the World Cup in India in November. And you think about it, he's got the IPL coming up late this year. Before that, the India tour, which is also exclusively live on TalkSport 2. They go to Sri Lanka, they got a home summer as well. They then go to Bangladesh and then Pakistan for two T20s before the World Cup. So there's a lot of cricket. I think I was reading somewhere, it might have been Nick Holt in The Telegraph, saying there's 127 days of cricket for England in the year 2021. That's, come to think of it, is staggering. It's essentially like a game of cricket every other 3 days in 2021. Good for the fan, good for us here at TalkSport as well, but for the players, I can't imagine that would be too fun having to travel to all these places, especially if we're in bubbles and manage our workloads besides. Anyway, let's bring you some reaction now from the South Africa camp. Their captain, Quinton de Kock, believes we're in for another close series this time round.
England have an unbelievable record, and a team that that's full of match winners. But I think last year, the last series we played against, I think we definitely gave them a run for their money. You know, I think both teams played unbelievable cricket. Obviously, it was disappointing we didn't win the series, but I thought the way we went about things, we always fought to the end. We didn't just sit back just because we knew it was England. And yeah, I think this time around, I think it should be a good contest again. If I look at both squads, I think we're almost matching. Obviously, one or two more things are a little bit different. But I think when I get out to the field, I think it's going to be a close contest once again.
Of course, the two sides met earlier this year. Can't believe it was this year. England against South Africa. Those entertaining T20s where England were chasing down over 220. South Africa were winning off the last ball. England were winning off the last ball. A three-match thrilling series that time round. England winning it 2-1. What will we see this time round? Those three T20s starting today, of course, is live on TalkSport 2. Elsewhere, the England batsman Johnny Bairstow has been speaking to our very own Darren Goff. Goffy, you'll hear the full podcast on Following On here on Sunday. And I mentioned the busy schedule coming up for England in 2021. So let's hear from the Yorkshire and England man, Johnny Bairstow that is, about what could be a potentially riveting period for the national side in the years to come.
Like you say, it's an opportunity. It's something to go one step further. It's something that drives individuals, drives a squad, drives an organisation to be excited to be going and playing in potentially three World Cups in 3 years. The two 2020 World Cups and then the ODI World Cup at the back end, of which two of them are in India. That's something that doesn't come around very often. And the buzz and the energy that the group of players have and will have is really, really exciting, because we have a chance to, again, affect history. Which England side has gone and won a T20 World Cup and in India, which and then Australia and then back to India? There's not many teams that could potentially do that. To retain an ODI World Cup would be unbelievable. A 50-over World Cup to potentially be contenders to retain that in a couple of years' time. To be going into a T20 World Cup, hopefully at the end of this year, as potential contenders. That's huge as a side, especially when you're talking about going over to the subcontinent.
England's Johnny Bairstow there, and with two T20 World Cups, one in 2021 in India, one in Australia in 2022, and then back to India for the 50-over in 2023. It could be a historic couple of years for English cricket. You can hear the full interview between TalkSport's Darren Goff and the England batsman Johnny Bairstow here on the Following On podcast on Sunday. And still to come on this show, though, we'll hear from the legendary South Africa all-rounder Sean Pollock and the former England captain Michael Atherton. This is the Following On podcast from TalkSport.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hendricks is it. Oh, goodness me. Jason Roy has just run down the track and has pinned his ears back and swatted it back over long on for six.
Victoria's in. Oh, that's a huge hit! Massive hit for six. Woo-hoo! Over deep mid-wicket.
Right, Ben Stokes means business. He's in.
Sheet around the wicket.
Miller swings it to the leg side. Six ball!
Here is
Jordan once again. Bowled in! Here is Curran again. Bowls. Six more! Third one inside the power play and he's in. He's bowled and he's hit for six over long on. What a shot from Josh Butler. Jordan in. Bowls to Cook over a deep mid wicket. Six more! Oh!
Yeah, you're listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm Scott Taylor and we're just hours away from the first T20 international between England and South Africa. Live from Cape Town and more importantly, live on TalkSport 2 with Mark Butcher and the team from 3pm. Let's bring you more reaction from the England camp now, and Owen Morgan's been discussing life in biosecure bubbles. And despite the news of a potential COVID vaccine coming into force in the coming months, Morgan still believes they'll be in these bio bubbles for some time.
Given obviously the news about the vaccine, it's going to be a considerable amount of time before actually the people who need it get it. There are certain circumstances which determine whether you actually need it or not. Just because it's available to you doesn't necessarily mean that you should have it or take it. And I think we're in that position. I think we're well down the pecking order of people that should be prioritised, or certainly within the first 6 months be looked at in getting it. So I don't see this changing, certainly before the start of our summer.
England captain Owen Morgan there, and we go from one captain to another, and the South Africa captain, Quinton de Kock, he's been speaking about facing a strong England side, but in particular, a side that contains a certain Ben Stokes.
I just played a game where I was the keeper and Ben Stokes just smashed 100 against us, so he's still a very top-class player. Adds a lot of value to that team. But to then look at their squad, who I think is going to play, I think there's a lot of guys to watch out for. So yeah, you can't just pick one guy. Any player from the English team, if they come off, they could really hurt you. So yeah, it's not just one guy. Even though Stokesy is one guy that can hurt you in all ways, from bowling, can do something spectacular in the field, batting, we all know how well he can bat, how dangerous he is. So yeah, I know he's dangerous in everything he does.
Of course, he mentioned that 107 that Stokes scored for Rajasthan against the Mumbai Indians in the IPL earlier this year. And that was when he was opening the batting as well. And you only look at the openers that England have got. They've got Roy, they've got Bairstow, they've got Butler. He's been opening for Rajasthan and for England. You've got David Malan can open. He's the number one ranked T20 batsman in the world. And you've also got Ben Stokes there as well. The strength and depth in this England side is incredible. And it speaks volumes when the Test captain, Joe Root, who hit 77 in one warm-up game and 40-odd in the second warm-up game, doesn't get a place in the T20 side. It must be a serious selection headache for national selector Ed Smith. Let's hear from Ed Smith now, because he spoke with TalkSport's John Norman at the start of the month when this tour was announced. Let's hear what he had to say about the omission of Joe Root.
Joe Root stays, outside that T20 setup for now. It's also the case that we're very aware just how great a cricketer Joe Root is, one of England's greatest ever cricketers. And if there was a major tournament around the corner, as there will be next autumn with the T20 World Cup, we could easily include Joe Root, and we know how good a player he is. It's also the case that currently, as it stands today, he's not in the starting 11 in T20s. And it's also the case that Joe's one of those people who's going to need to have some rest over the next year. Now, this tour, that wasn't an appropriate or necessary problem, because they're all going to be together, ODIs and T20 players. But in the new year, I would say that England will probably use T20s to rest Joe Root in 2021 in the early part of the year. That doesn't mean that he's in any way ruled out or couldn't come in for a major tournament later on in the year. But looking after players like Joe Root, who are so central to England's success, is very important.
Yeah, national selector Ed Smith talking about Joe Root's omission from the side. Well, the former England captain Michael Atherton joined Adrian Durham and Darren Goff on Drive to discuss that and so much more.
Well, they've just got so many good players. It's rather different. When he took over, I know he captained in the 2015 World Cup, the 50-over version, but then they had that 4-year run into the great triumph at Lord's. And you wouldn't say that they had as strong a squad as they have now of white ball one day players. So it was fairly easy to kind of stick with a squad and kind of stick with that through a 4 year period. I think pretty much they know the kind of squad that they want around the T20 side. It's just actually getting down to the final 11. And in some ways, that will be conditions dependent anyway, because obviously the World T20 is going to be in India. That'd be very different pitch, for example, as Goffey would know, to the pitch they'll play on at Newlands tomorrow. So the balance of the side might slightly switch. And then they've just got one or two questions to answer. What to do with Butler? I mean, that's not a problem in itself because he's kind of world class at the top of the order, world class in the middle order. You can go either way, really. So it's just those final decisions that they've got to make. And if Bairstow plays, it means one of the all-rounders misses out, which is probably Sam Curran or Moeen Ali. But you have to say they're blessed with plenty of decent options. I mean, they had an intra-squad game the other day, 22 of them or whatever, all of whom probably back in mine and Goffey's day would have got in a one-day side that England put out. So they're very, very strong in white ball cricket at the moment.
Where do you stand on the root situation? I had an argument with Army today, believe it or not. Me and Army argue like cat and dog anyway. But he thinks Root's just been rested. I said, what? Has he been rested for the last 12 months? And then they're suddenly going to bring him out in India and say, oh, well, he's ready now. Or are you in the fat camp that he doesn't fit in at this moment in time into Owen Morgan's best 15, but he might suddenly get in come India? Where do you stand on it, others?
Well, I don't think he gets into the best 15 right now, simply because the man who did come in, Dawid Malan, has done so well in the time that he's played. He's the number one ranked T20 batsman. I think he averages, what, best part of 50 with a strike rate of nearly 150 in the T20 games that he's been playing. So, you know, you've got to keep things pretty simple selecting, haven't you? You can't simply drop a guy who is performing like that. Now, what I don't think you can have is Malan and Root in the same side. I think what they're saying is that they know that Joe Root is a world-class player and that should Dawid Malan's form drop off, for example, should he not maintain the standards he's currently doing, then they know that they can bring Joe Root into the side and he's extremely experienced, he's an extremely good player. He's done well in India where the World T20 will be before. It bowls a bit of off spin as well, which can be handy there as it was in the last tournament. So it's a kind of win-win for them. If Dawid Malan keeps performing and producing as he does, clearly he's got to play, but they know they've got a world-class player backup. And the other thing, as you'll know, is that for these multi-format players, and particularly somebody like Root, who has the extra responsibility of being the test match captain as well, you've got to try and find places to give them a rest. You look at England's schedule over the next 12 months, it is horrific if you're an all-format player. So I think they look at T20 as a way of giving Root a rest as well. So for all those kind of reasons, it probably works okay at the moment.
Mm. And others, I know you write, obviously, every single day, write a piece while you're out there. I mean, what have you thought of the South Africans' decision as a team? They've come out with it today as a team decision not to take a knee before the matches.
Yeah, it's been a confused response from the South African team, and they've taken some flack over here, it must be said. You know, it's been written by a couple of the journalists here that it's been a tone-deaf response because they did all take a knee. There was a kind of exhibition match in July where all the players and the coaching staff took a knee. But this is the first time that the national team will have played since the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, got up and running after the death of George Floyd. And many people have said that they think they should take a knee. But when I say it's a confused response, actually, they're slightly backtracked today now. They put out a statement and everybody's expecting them to do something before tomorrow's game, although it doesn't seem that they will take a knee. But they have been very clear in their statements from Rabada, from the team statement that they put out today, from whatever they're going to say tomorrow, that they take this issue extremely seriously. So fair enough on that point. You know, lots of people obviously think they should take a knee. But as you know, here it is a very, very difficult situation with lots of the, you know, historic discrimination that the country has suffered.
The former England captain, Michael Atherton, there speaking with Goffey and Adrian on Drive on Talk Sports. And as promised, it's time now to bring you that interview with the South African all-rounder, Sean Pollock. Of course, part of our team the last time we were in Sri Lanka. at the start of 2020. He joined Paul Hawksby and Matt Rushton over on TalkSport to look ahead to the series.
There have been places up for grabs, and team selection-wise, people aren't as established as they could have been. And even the last series that they played here against England and Australia on our soil, there was a few combination changes and a few guys jockeying for position. So, to be honest, it's not settled at all, and we're going to almost have to wait and see what they put out. I mean, the two practice games weren't so successful for the South Africans. But what team do they decide to go with? You know, there are some young, exciting guys, or will they opt for whatever experience they do have in the squad? We'll have to wait and see. But as you mentioned, from England perspective, it does look a very strong unit. You know, particularly in the batting department, I think you've got good options in the bowling department. But at top six or seven, you know, you've got some real good hitting power.
Yeah, you mentioned the IPL there, Sean, and it's kind of whetted the appetite for some of these one-on-one battles. Norkia and Butler, that was good to watch. We've got Quinton de Kock and Jofra. There's some exciting matchups, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, there's just a few opportunities in the T20 game where your matchups can, in many ways, win you the game. And, you know Quinton de Kock walks out at the top of the order. You know, what plan have England got? You know, is Jofra the man who can do the damage? You have to wait and see if it can be the case. And I think the South African bowlers, you know, in Ngidi, Rabada and Norkia, they've had a lot of cricket from the RPL. So in many ways, that's probably our best oiled part of our team at this stage. And there'll be some fascinating battles at the top of the order there. And we know that T20, you know, if you can win the first six overs and often the last four, whether you've got bat or ball in your hand, that goes a long way to winning the match.
Looking across all the disciplines of cricket, you know, test cricket, white ball, 2020, etc. Where would you put Owen Morgan as a captain? He seems so calm. Nothing phases him. I think he's been so amazing for English cricket.
Yeah, I think he's been great. I mean, obviously, he's committed to the short format of the game. And he's got a real understanding and built up so much experience, whether it be nationally or domestically in competitions around the world. So I think he's got a real calmness too that comes from success and understanding. And I think that's what he brings to the equation. So with the players you've got and the ability of that side, you know, you do need a leader who's calm and has confidence in his players and backs everyone. And he seems to be exactly that.
South Africa legend Sean Pollock there. And just a reminder, if you needed one, of course, you can hear every single ball of every single of the three T20s and three one-day internationals between England and South Africa here on TalkSport 2. And staying with threes, the former England bowler and Double Ashes winner Steve Harmison picked his three things to look out for in this series.
Al, I can't wait. It's 1 year away from the next 2020 World Cup, and so every match is vitally important for England. It's a ridiculous team to get into, and everybody's fighting for the place. But I think the first thing I'm looking forward to is to see the pace on display for England.
Mark Wood is in. Edge caught! Patterson tried to clear the front leg once again, but all he succeeded was getting the outside edge, and Mark Wood has a fiver.
Short top edge hook shot down towards fine leg, should be out and is. Sam Curran takes a very good catch, and Archer has his fifth wicket.
I can't wait to see Wood and Archer together, because the way 2020's gone and the IPL and everything that's gone with the IPL, it just seems that pace bowlers in extreme pace like Mark Wood and Jofra Archer have come to the fore. So, you know, fingers crossed we get some good pitches, quick pitches in South Africa, because they've got some, you know, quick bowlers of their own, but England need to have Archer and Wood firing.
What else can we look forward to, Harmy?
Owen Morgan has a big decision in his hands when it comes to who opens the batting. You've got Johnny Best.
Oh, that's a huge hit! Massive hit for six. Woo-hoo! Over deep mid-wicket. Pick up slog sweep. Right, Ben Stokes means business. He's in.
Here is John Smuts in again, and Jason Roy goes the biggest one of all.
Yes.
Crashes onto our commentary box roof.
Yeah, you've got potential of four or five that could potentially open a baton, but England have gone with Butler at the top along with Roy. So where does Johnny Bairstow fit in? Here's one for, I'll chuck it both of you. You know, you've got Bairstow, Butler and Roy. They can't all fit in, and they've said Butler's got to play. There's bound to be times, both centre-forwards in your career. Ali, you've been in the manager's role. You've got two. And the backup has come in, had three absolute stormers while you or Ali have been injured. What do you do? Do you bring him back, your star player, or do you go with what is tried and tested?
I've got to say to you, from what I've seen, it's a no-lose situation.
No, definitely.
It's a no-lose situation. Bearstow, Johnny had a brilliant... I watched IPL. I thought he was terrific. He opened with Warner, wasn't it?
He
opened with Warner. I thought the two of them were absolutely magic. Probably the only time I enjoyed watching Warner. Do you know what it's like? I think the selection committee have got... It's like been given three presents and you can only pick two. There you are. That's what it is. I don't think it's the loser situation.
But where's your two then?
I'm going with Bearstow and Butler.
Ooh, I think England will go with Roy and Butler, I think.
That's what happens when you ask a Scotsman, a Glaswegian cricket,
And I can't wait to see... I can't wait to watch Rabada over the next few weeks. Definitely one of the fastest bowlers in the world.
Yeah.
Leg in front of square on the fence. Oh, he's knocked him over. What a delivery. Joe Root is trapped on the crease. The ball nips back between bat and pad. It may just have stayed a little bit low, but the death rattle has been sounded, and it's Kagiso Rabada who is the man who's played the tune.
Double Ashes winner Steve Harmison speaking with Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist over on TalkSport Breakfast on Thursday morning. Of course, Harmy, part of our team. You can hear him as well as the likes of Mark Butcher, Gareth Batty, Alfonso Thomas, Dane Villas, Kate Cross and Andrew McKenna alongside Jared Kimber as well for our coverage on TalkSport 2. It all gets underway this afternoon from 3 p.m. Join Mark Butcher and the team on TalkSport 2 and we'll be back with the Following On podcast on Saturday morning as we bring you all the fallout from the first T20 International from Newlands in Cape Town. You can hear this and so much more, exclusive interviews, in-depth analysis and match highlights on the Following On podcast. You can download it on Apple Podcasts, Acast and Spotify. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.